Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Prayer Talk Show, where I'm your hostess for the next 30 minutes, Prophetess Patricia Williams. I greet each and every one of you in the name of Jesus. Thank you once again for being faithful and diligently every week for the past 5 years. I just remember this has been 5 years, and I thank God for that correction. It's been 8 years. Amen. Thank you, Holy Ghost. So on today, I want you to take time off to call somebody and let them know that we're on the show and that we're on the air on today, and let them know to tune in, because God has a powerful word that he has for his people. And if you want to drop me a line, you can drop it at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. That's faithisthekey47@gmail.com, and I will be happy to receive your prayer requests, receive topics that you would like to discuss, or just even drop me a line to let me know how the show is encouraging you. Also, if you want to check out my website, you can do it as well as Faith is the Key. Oh, I'm sorry, www.patriciajwilliams.com. That's www.patriciajwilliams.com. And also patronize the bookstore, for I have written 5 books, working on my number 6, and prayerfully waiting for my 5th book to be in film shortly. So God is doing amazing things, great amazing things. And if God leads you, if he lays it on your heart to sow into this ministry, because every cent goes into this ministry, and you can sow at $TrishaJoe. That's $TrishaJoe, or my PayPal is faithisthekey47@gmail.com. And I will be happy to let you know you are sowing in good ground. God is doing great and mighty things through the work of this ministry. It's only if God leads you to do it, to please do it. Amen. Amen. God is faithful to his word. Do you want? Faithful to his word, and he'd do exactly what he said he would do. God is doing great and mighty things, and so we all know that whatever we ask him to do, he shall do it. You may hear some background in the noise. In the background noise, when you have children around, they tend to be a little noisy, but God knows best. Amen. So today we're going to be talking about the importance of accountability. And also, if you want to go back and listen to the archives, please do so as well, because there's a lot of great teaching that the Lord has also laid it up on our hearts to share with each and every one of you. So we're going to talk about the importance of accountability, and at the heart of accountability and how it is for a person to be accountable for the things that they are doing and the things that they have done, because everyone is accountable unto someone. Amen. Excuse me. So we're going to look at Romans 12 and 16. It says, be of the same mind, one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise to your own conceit. Amen. Because at the heart, accountability is one Christian submitting to the Christ-centered admonition of another Christian in one or more areas of life. Hand in hand with accountability is an attitude of grace and forgiveness and the taking on of one another's burdens. We always say we have a spiritual mother or spiritual father, and such so on and so on. Good evening, Apostle. How are you doing?
I'm blessed, woman of God. How are you?
I'm blessed as well. Thank you for tuning in on today. We are discussing the importance of accountability and how it will affect the believer's life on their Christian journey. I was just telling the people that everyone have to be accountable to someone, because it does not take away from you. It actually enhances you. It allows you to grow in your spiritual life when someone is accountable to you. So, man of God, can you explain to the people the importance of accountability?
Woman of God, it's very important that we have someone that we can not only report to, but somebody we could actually sit under and constantly learn from. It's not necessarily to control you. It's not to be all in your business, but it's to make you a more effective leader. It's to make you more of an effective preacher. And it also helps you be more of an effectual, I mean, of a effectual type teacher as well. A lot of people take accountability as someone telling them what to do, but accountability is so important, especially in ministry, that accountability could be the difference between if your ministry live or die.
So we have some people now don't recognize how it is important to be accountable to someone, because especially on this spiritual journey, because someone has to vouch for you, someone has to cover for you while that you are out there. And really, if that you don't have anybody covering you, you can wreck your own self on this spiritual journey because of the fact you need someone to pray for you. You need someone to cover you. And the thing that I hear the most, man of God, is that God is covering me. I don't need anybody to cover me. And, you know, we had people in the Bible days that worked hand in hand. We had David and Jonathan. We had Moses. We had Joshua. We had people that was working hand in hand together. Elisha, they was being held accountable because they can tell someone, well, I know this man of God or that. I know this woman of God, and I know how she will or then he will react to what is going to come their way. Have you ever heard of the term, I don't need anybody physically because God is with me all the time?
Yes, ma'am, I have. And, you know, woman of God, was so sad. Those same renegade preachers is the same ones that you see hitting the wall every other day. And the reason why is because they looking at accountability, and they're looking at covering as somebody to actually babysit them and be in their business, and they're not trying to be in your business. What somebody, when you held accountable to somebody, what I like about it is I like it because the person who you are accountable to help you maintain your business. And I say it that way because, let's say if I, you know, as a leader, if I run into a situation where I'm a little fuzzy about not prayed and God still never gave me the answer, I could pick up the phone, even though she's nowhere around, and I could call the person I'm accountable to, like, for example, B. Thomas. I could call her and I could ask her, listen, Apostle, I'm fuzzy on this. You know, this is where I'm at in the whole nine yards. Can you help me copy and paste this together so that I'm able to do that? When you held accountable to somebody, they can help you navigate through some things. They can impart their wisdom. They can show you how, you know, they can show you how to walk the crooked areas properly. But you'll never get to that until you submit. And that's why we keep making a lot of mistakes, woman of God, because we're not accountable with nobody. Let me tell you something. One thing being accountable to our, and that's both our overseers taught me was how to do long suffering with people. And I used to have a problem with that because I'm like this. Look, I got it fast. You get it fast. Move on. Look, I ain't got time for this. You know, but feeling, you know, having, being accountable with her and her having taught me has taught me how to look at God's people the way that I look, I mean, the way that God looks at them, and not necessarily the way I look at them, because what I want you to do versus what God wants you to do might be two different things. But I thank God that I'm accountable to somebody like that, because even if I'm off in prayer or, you know, no matter where I am, the apostle, or she can get with, I can get with her, and she'll show me specifically sometimes what God is telling me, even when I seem a little fuzzy on it.
Mm-hmm. Is there a place where accountability runs out?
Oh, Lordy. You know, woman of God, I'll say this. Sometimes we could use accountability too excessively, and other times we could run the person that we are accountable to away. And I say that because the person that you are accountable to, I don't understand how you are accountable to someone and you trust them, but you also fight them at the same time. I don't understand.
Yeah.
You know, that, and, you know, and also I don't understand how you could be accountable to somebody and you talk bad about them like a dog and become their warfare.
Yeah.
Eventually,
yeah,
accountability will run out with that person because you at a place where you want to fight the very thing that God put in your life to help you. So accountability in some cases can run out. Now, I've seen situations where some people who were accountable were held accountable to other leaders. Woman of God, they did extreme long-suffering with these people. And I've seen some things, you know, as far as long-suffering is concerned that I don't know if I could do. I guess it taught me something. But on the other hand, sometimes you could even run your long mercy out with how you deal with the person you are accountable to.
So there comes a point in time in a person's life where God will tell the leader or the person that is held accountable for you to let go. Because do you feel like there is a season where God has to deal with that person and he may reconnect you to that person because they have gotten too deep in it? And what I mean about too deep, their compassion has overrode what God had wanted them to do for that person. So do you think there is a season of disconnection?
Absolutely, woman of God. And we don't mean to do that, you know, with the person, people that are held accountable to us. We don't mean to do that, but we end up getting emotionally involved because it's the humanosity, it's the love that we have for people and wanting to see them succeed that'll make us sometimes get too, what's the word I want to say, too emotionally invested. We get emotionally invested too much when we break in 20s with them when we only should be breaking fives. You know, and the thing at hand is with that, you know, I found myself in that situation too much. And sometimes we'll feel sorry for people that are held accountable to us in their disobedience. And in some cases, if you're not mindful, you have to watch how you're emotionally getting involved because what they being disobedient about, the judgment of the Lord could be getting ready to hit them, but you sit down there with them being emotional and you'll end up being getting caught in the crossfire. So you got to watch, especially when people that are accountable to you, you got to know when to hug and when to shake hands. You know, it's nothing wrong with loving people. And, you know, it's nothing wrong, you know, with seeing about them, but eventually you got to hold their foot to the plow.
Wow, that is so true. So what do you tell the ones that have a problem with the physical human being over them? Because, you know, we got some people that think they have arrived and they don't need nobody but God. But God does put people here to help us. So what will you tell them?
You know, woman of God, I said this the other day. And one of my sons in the ministry, he texted to me the following day, and I didn't remember even I said it. I told the people of God, I said, when you get hired on a job, nine times out of ten, you never get hired for the management position. If you don't know how to be a customer service rep, how are you going to be a head of human resources? It's very important that we understand as people, if you have a problem with following and if you have a problem with being accountable, all you're doing is setting yourself up for failure. I see a lot of people, woman of God, they don't like submitting, but they want to lead. But you know what I know for a fact? What you reap, you sow. Because if you producing people, how you work, you're going to know how it feels when those people are accountable to you and they don't want to submit to you. Because you was always a rogue. And, you know, that's what I was telling the people of God. I've never been hired on a job, but first I had to be first a customer service rep. Then eventually they promoted me to management. But the problem is everybody want to do management, but they don't want to take care of the training part. And it's so sad because we have groups and groups and groups of preachers and groups and groups of people who say, woman of God, they have a relationship with Yah, but they are rogues. And what's sad is they're producing people just like themselves, and they're calling it God, and the excuse they're using is, well, I can't be held accountable to nobody because everybody's sleeping around, or I can't be held accountable because everybody's taking money. But, you know, and I tell a lot of them, woman of God, but you don't mind being held accountable when they prophesying all day and night and prophesying their eyeballs out to you. And while you're throwing that money and you're getting what you want, everything all right. But when it's time for the teaching, when it's time for the correction, it's time for the exhortation, and it's time for the discipline, you know where to be found because you don't want to do the process.
Exactly. Man of God, this was so good. Do you have any last words? Because I know that hit home for most people because you can't be out here on your own. Someone has to be held accountable for you. Whether you like them or not, that's who God sent in your life for that season. So, man of God, you have any last words?
Woman God, what I will say is it's a very dangerous thing to be walking out in this world, in this particular time we're in, without anybody that you're being held accountable to. When it rains, we put a head cover. When it's cold, we put on a jacket. If you want to be effective in ministry, you got to put on your whole armor of God. And somewhere... inside of that armor, you have to find a notch of accountability and obedience.
Yes.
If you do not have that, you will perish. I don't care how anointed you are. I don't care how much of a platform you have. You will surely perish. So get somewhere and get accountable to somebody, not so you could think that you're being controlled, but so you could understand that your ministry is being steered in the right direction.
Thank you, Jesus. Now, that's a mouthful. That's some very good advice. I mean, get you someone that you can that can be held accountable for you. You don't want to be out there by yourself. Man of God, I thank you so much. This was very enlightening, and I pray someone will just grab a hold to it and just run with it. So until next week, everyone have a blessed weekend. And thank you, Apostle. You be blessed.
Amen. God bless.
God bless.
Lord, may you win. Mm-hmm.